Yeah, well, the ramifications of the coronavirus crisis is widespread. One concern issue that's emerged in recent days is that there's a backlog of some 20,000 people waiting for their driving test. And we know that most of those people are really young people. We also know that young people are most affected by the unemployment created by the coronavirus crisis. And in Donegal, in particular, a driver's license is essential in getting a job because we're so spread out, we're so rural. So I would hope that there would be a creative way to go through this backlog and help people get on the road and back into employment after this crisis ends.
And the fact that, though, you know, there is such close contact in a car, I would imagine that we won't see them maybe resuming for quite some time yet. But maybe what you'd like to see is more testers deployed to different regions to get more tests done on a daily basis.
Yeah, we will need investment in this. Obviously, a tester and a passenger sitting right beside each other wouldn't be ideal, and we have to protect both individuals. And we need to invest to make sure that there can be some kind of a screen or protective measures in these testing cars so that these tests can be carried out safely. But we do need to ramp this up, and we do need to get these people on the road, because somewhere like Donegal in particular, a car just isn't a luxury. It is an essential way of life. So to help people gain employment, I do think we need to look at this and be creative and look at it very, very seriously.
And Donegal, even pre-COVID, has been no stranger to a backlog and driving test delays. One can only imagine that it will be tenfold once all is said and done.
Yeah, and the figures that have been released recently are our national figures at 20,000, and you can be sure that Donegal has its fair share of that. And as you say, it is concerning, because Donegal has always been considered a considerable backlog. So it's very worrying, and in Donegal in particular, we just don't have the public transport that many people may take for granted in other parts of Ireland. So we need to act on this. We need to act on it very quickly after this crisis passes.